will the bank allow somebody to come along, let's say Bernard, and purchase that house, knowing that the property hasn't been deemed structurally sound? What has been deemed structurally sound is the outer leaf, and we have all of the science telling us that there is issues with deleterious materials in the inner leaves and also in the foundations. So what people want to hear is very simply an answer from yourself saying, absolutely, the banks will provide finance on exactly the same terms as everybody else for anybody who wants to buy those homes. Is that the case or not?
I'll be very, very simple and straightforward. If there's no certification, there's no mortgageability. One is dependent on the other. I mean, this was one of the first issues that the group in Donegal asked us to clarify, which we did with lenders. Now, each regulated entity will take a different view on mortgageability, but we have produced a very definitive statement as an industry body in terms of certification. So if there is no certification, it won't be mortgageable.
That's fair enough. That's very clear. If there's no certification from the engineers. But what has been said is the engineers will provide the certification, but only for the remediated works, i.e. they will provide a certification for the outer leaf, but not the house. And the question is if Bernard wants to come and buy that house, can he go to the bank and get a mortgage to buy that house?
I think that's the question, Deputy. And this is on the five options that are there, and you're absolutely right to put the option on the outer leaf, because I think that has been the controversial area where we do not have certainty yet. But I think that will be a challenge in a circumstance where we had no certification.
Now, I really need to, because this is what I'm hearing in back home. They want this really simplified. So I'm given a scenario here. The Engineers Ireland have certified the work. It is that the remediation work was an outer leaf. That was all that was appropriate. Maybe another engineer was overruled in that. It's outer leaf. The certification is there. It is not a certification for the entire building. You aren't certifying the structural soundness of the entire building. It's just the work under the housing agency scheme. Will a bank lend to somebody to purchase that property on the same commercial terms as an unaffected house?
I'll ask Michelle to answer that.
Thank you.
Thank you. What we've said in the statement is if the certification is in place, if the property can be insured, the property is mortgageable. So we're reliant on others in the process to sign off on the remediation. So we're trusting the process. You know, there's a housing agency engineer process whereby they determine the option that's necessary. There's a mediation works plan put in place after that. And then the certification of remediation is based on what's been set out in that remediation works plan. And we'll take the professional opinion of the engineers in terms of the certificate of remediation. There's also that letter of assurance in the scheme.
That's fine. When the bank is informed that there's deleterious material, but it isn't showing signs in the inner leaves, if the fact that there's certification for the outer leaf only allows you to fully mortgage that property, fully provide loan for that property, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Which you're not doing at the minute, but is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, and mortgageable for future mortgageability, so properties that are remediated.
Okay.
That have been remediated under the scheme.
Okay. So we have scenarios at the minute where people are looking for loans from some of your members in the banks, and it's option one, so it's full demolish and rebuild. And it's stated very clearly from one of the Main Street lenders, you need to rip out the foundation as well. That's not part of the scheme, but the banks are at least one bank is demanding that in the circumstances, and I don't believe it's unique. So are the banks going to why would that happen? Why would that be the case?
I wasn't aware of banks requiring that the foundations be taken out. So that's news to me.
Okay.
But we have said in our position, I mean, you know, if everything lines up as is normal in the conveyancing process, if every other party in the conveyancing process is satisfied with their particular consideration, then we're happy to mortgage. And we've said our position is set out in relation to options 1 and 2, 5.
But the banks, for a remediated house, you're making it clear to this committee that the banks do not require a certification on the entire property. So the banks will be willing to lend to a lender to purchase an affected house which still has deleterious materials either in the foundation or the inner blocks, but as long as the outer leaf was replaced and certified that you're happy to lend or your members are happy to lend on the same commercial basis?
We're relying on the housing agency engineer determination. We're relying on the certificate of remediation. We're relying on insurance cover being available. And in those circumstances, we will mortgage on remediated properties.